I think is going to be a little bit of a history in the making, as this will be the last meeting of this particular committee. And moving forward, after the 1st of April, it then becomes the strategic committee. And well, I won't comment on that at this moment in time. We will see what happens in the future moving forward. But welcome to today's meeting, which is the last in Somerset County Council's history for this particular committee. I have a few bullet points I have to run through, though you've heard them many times before. It is only the committee members that are allowed to take the decisions at this meeting. Others in attendance are there to provide advice to the committee if we so wish. The agenda and papers have been published on the council's website in advance of this meeting. And could I kindly request that members and officers refer to page numbers, as usual, from the agenda pack to assist all present in finding the appropriate information. An updated report to be considered at agenda item 5 was published and circulated on the 9th of March, which I trust you all received. And members and officers need to refer to this report at the meeting. Is that understood? That's lovely. The public speaker information was published and circulated on the 14th of March. Updated submission was circulated on the 15th of March. The council will be making an audio recording of the meeting as usual, and this will be published on the council's website in due course. It's quite ironic, really, for the past year when I've been chairing this meeting, and this isn't on my script here, I've never asked you to turn off your mobile phones, but we've not had one go off. Seeing as how it's the last meeting, could I ask you to check your mobile phones, make sure they're switched off, and I know what you're going to say, Mike. I appreciate that. That's different. But I thought I would just mention it this time. Lovely, thank you. Other elected members and officers may physically or remotely join the meeting to speak on specific agenda items or just to observe. And there is also some provision for any members of the public who have registered by the deadlines and who wish to speak to attend this meeting. This can be either virtually or in person, as with all other meetings. And other members of the public and partners can observe the meeting remotely via Microsoft Teams. Can I ask that as this meeting is a hybrid meeting, the good practice is that we use the meeting chat function only for the purpose of this meeting, primarily to indicate to myself and the officers that you wish to speak. And please only speak when invited to do so. And could you please introduce yourself by saying your name? And could I please ask that you turn off all microphones and mute while not speaking, and cameras and everything else associated with it to make it run smoothly. Okay, we will now move on to number one on my crib sheet, and that is apologies for absence.
Thank you, Chair. We've received apologies for absence from Councillor Brian Bolt and Councillor Mike Murphy.
Are there any from the floor? No? That's it. That's fine then. Declarations of interest. Are there any declarations from members apart from the statutory ones which are listed on the Council's website? No? All okay. Lovely. Minutes of the last meeting held on the 9th of February. Is it your wish that I sign those meetings as a true and accurate record?
So proposed, Chair.
Thank you. That's fine, Fiona. Okay. Lovely. Public question time. There's been a request to speak and it's been received from Mr. Herbert. Apologies. The applicant in respect of agenda item 5. The statement and any responses will be taken at the relevant agenda item. Is Mr. Herbert present in the room?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Would you like to come up to the table, Mr. Herbert, and use a microphone for recording purposes? Thank you. Do you need to go first? Well, I apologise. If you could just hold fire, Mr. Herbert. Yeah, all right. And I will refer to the planning officer then. But it's missed off of my sheet, but smacked my wrist as usual. I should have known better. Colin, over to you.
Thank you, Chairman. This is an application for the demolition of Tor Block Works and a lateral extension of a quarry on land at Tor Works Quarry, Shepton Mallet. The proposed extension area comprises some 7.7 hectares of land to the northeast of the main extraction area. It is currently occupied by a block work plant and associated stocking and storage areas, buildings and areas of our hard standing, which will be replaced and removed to facilitate the quarry's extension. The proposal involves the removal of overburden and mineral extraction to a depth of 100 metres above ordnance datum. Planning permission has already been granted to relocate these block works to Leighton Business Park and also another existing block work site to the northeast of the proposed extension area will remain, and so will its access. The extension itself will yield 11 million tonnes of stone, and it will be worked over a period of 10 years and be completed before the end, the 2040 date of the existing planning permission for the Tor site as a whole. No change is proposed to the method of working or to traffic, blasting or monitoring and environmental control measures already in place. Environmental enhancements are part of this proposal, and these include a replacement bat roost, a standoff zone from ash and wood of some 22 metres, new planting to replace trees, habitat management for bats, and also a diversion of a bridleway that members will have seen on the site visits, so that the users of the bridleway don't have to cross a haul road for the quarry as they have to now. The proposed extension will replace production at the Leighton extension area, which is expected to be exhausted by the end of 2023. There are no objections to this proposal from any statutory consultees, subject to the suitable conditions which are outlined in your report, Chairman. In terms of neighbours, we have one letter of objection raising concerns about the impacts on wildlife, including bats, and they consider that there's no guarantee that the bats could be relocated to the new bat box. And they're worried about the cumulative impacts of quarries in the area and effects of noise and dust on the village of Downend. There are also two letters of comments which raise concerns about noise and dust and fault lines, but they also say the rerouting of the bridleway will make it safer, and the additional tree planting should include habitat for wildlife. All these matters, Chairman, are addressed in your committee report. To be fair, this is an extremely uncontroversial application for a quarry extension when compared to others in the vicinity. And therefore, given that all matters, including the diversion of the bridleway, have been agreed, subject to the conditions and an amended section 106, which also relates to ecological works, the recommendation is for permission. If we could go through these slides. Next slide, please. So that's the application as a whole, pretty much surrounded by ash and wood. This is a close-up view of the site itself. As you can see, the existing block works is going to remain to the northeast, and the ones within the red line will be demolished and removed for the quarry extension. Next slide. There's an aerial view. Members will be, we pretty much stood where the arrow was on the site visit, members will remember. Next slide, please. And that's as existing. Next slide. Yeah, if you just keep scrolling through these, this will show how it's going to sort of evolve over time. So keep going. That's extraction, that's at full extraction at stage. And that's after restoration with the tree planting. cross-section. Next slide. And this is what the quarries at the end of 2042 may look like, but certainly the visualization of how it expects to be once it's all been fully restored. Next slide, please. And that shows the ecological enhancements, which I told you about in my presentation. Next slide. Next slide. And this is a recommendation which is on page 4 of your committee reports, Chairman. It involves, obviously, the section 106 relating to the ecological works and the rerouting of the bridleway and the maintenance afterwards. In terms of the watering monitoring side of things, which Mr. Herbert will probably bring up, we'd like to put, after watering monitoring and other measures, we'd like to put where relevant in there, in between measures and inline. So where relevant between measures and inline. Chairman, the recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Colin. Thank you for that indeed. And yes, I've got it listed down on here. Okay. I would just like to point out for those who are present who weren't not there that members of this committee or certain members made a visit to the site earlier this week, which we, I think, members found it very informative, though the weather wasn't very helpful to us on the day, but it could have been a lot worse. And I would just like to register that particular item. It is now up to me to invite any objectors, which we have none, or supporters to speak. In which I have got down on my list, which we have none, unless there are any online who have registered or anything, and I've got an indication from the officers that is no. So now I will move to Mr. Herbert, who would like to read out his statement. I'd like to remind you, sir, that you have 3 minutes to do so. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Aggregate Industries wants to continue its employment of local people, and this application is therefore important for helping to safeguard the jobs of the 102 direct employees and up to 50 contractors who work at Tor, as well as the supply chain who manage the delivery of the product to market, and our team members in our local Froome office who support the business. We also take our environmental responsibilities very seriously, and we have proactively engaged with Natural England and the Somerset Wildlife Trust to ensure that an agreed programme of ecological enhancements will be in place, delivering over 2 hectares of new tree planting, a new purpose-built bat house and a 22-metre standoff from ash and wood. In addition, our sustainability strategy commits the company to achieving net zero before 2050, and our 2025 goals include having 100% zero carbon electricity supply in place at all our sites. Finally, as part of our ongoing community engagement at Tor, we have listened to local people and are providing improvements to the bridleway so that walkers and riders will no longer have to cross the haul road within the quarry. Operationally, mineral extraction is coming to an end within the Leighton Extension area at Tor. The ability to balance overall production at the quarry between Leighton and the main pit extraction area is an important aspect of the operation at Tor. It allows flexibility to deal with quarry development and maintenance by having access to 2 production areas. This planning application will provide a replacement extraction area to come on stream after the Leighton Extension area has been worked out. The proposal, which is wholly located within the existing Tor Works operational boundary, will release approximately 11 million tonnes and be worked over a 10-year period. So it will be completed prior to the 2040 end date of the existing planning permission. It is also important to note that there will be no change to the existing water management, traffic, noise, blasting and dust controls at the quarries, as all existing limits, monitoring and control measures would continue to apply unchanged to this proposal. We believe this application is good for the environment with a comprehensive package of ecological enhancements, good for the quarry and the investment and jobs that it supports, and good for the local community by delivering mineral extraction that does not adversely impact on their amenities and delivers improvements to the right-of-way network. I would therefore ask you to support your officer's recommendation, but I would ask that members consider whether there is a need for the legal agreement to include water monitoring as currently proposed on page 4 of the supplementary committee report, as this matter is already controlled by the existing legal agreement for the site, and the Environment Agency have confirmed that no additional water monitoring beyond what is already in place is required for this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Herbert. Just a couple of seconds over, but fine. Well done. Thank you very much indeed. I would, just before we answer your question on the 106 agreement, I would just like to ask the officer to read out a statement which has been received from the two local councillors, Councillor Philip Hahn and Councillor Barry Clark. Oh, I apologise, Barry. Would you like to read out the statement from both of you, or would you like the officer to read it out?
I'm sorry, Chairman, this is Barry Clark speaking. Was that question addressed to me?
Was indeed, Barry. Would you like to respond on behalf of yourself with your statement?
No, Councillor
Philip Hahn, or would you want the officer to read it?
I'd like the officer to do it, please, Chair.
Thank you very much, Barry.
Thank you, Chair.
Statement from Councillor Philip Hahn and Councillor Barry Clark, Mendip Central and East. We have both been involved with this application through the Tor Quarry liaison meetings and the consultation process. This application is covered by many of the conditions that the operators already adhere to at this site. This quarry is one of two that have railheads in Somerset with access to the mainline national railway network, thus avoiding a lot of HGV road movements. Approval of this application will allow production of aggregates until 2040, providing work for the workforce and associated businesses for the next 17 years. We also note that the bridleway / footpath network will be safer for its users, as the haul road will not need to be crossed. With no or little objection and consultations having taken place, we fully support this application and agree with the planning officer for you to approve this application.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you for that, Jamie. Okay, Barry. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
No problems. I would now like to ask the planning officer if he would be kind enough to reply to Mr. Herbert's request regarding the 106. Thank you.
You recall in my presentation, we added the words where relevant. So if some of the clauses aren't relevant, then they won't need to be sort of addressed as such in the section 106. So I did change the recommendations to reflect that.
But I still think it's important for all members here who might, that you have, you've done that, you've answered the question which was raised by the applicant, which is fine. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. I now have members of the committee to speak, if they so wish, on this particular application. Mark?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. It's really in a reflection of the conditions. It's a question, really, rather than a statement at this time. I noticed that page 4, under the recommendations at the top, provision of a minimum of hectares of woodland, etc. And that this is presumably covered by page 40 within the biodiversity management plan. Would I be right in thinking that's where that work will be covered within that plan? Is that, that's the first part of the question.
Would you like to say the second part as well? Then I can get the, I'll get the officer to answer.
Not really, Chairman, because I need to answer the first one to lead into the second one, if you don't mind, Chairman. Sorry.
No problem. Colin or Ruth, would you like to answer, Councillor Wells?
Yep. So yeah, it will be covered by the condition 24, the biodiversity management plan, but right. Some of the enhancement measures I think are off site, so they'll be the subject of the 106 agreement.
Good. And then if I may please, Chairman, the other part is, will that be in any way scheduled or timed? The reason I ask that is that it would seem that the planting and the of the boundary and the other matters should go in place before any other work starts within the extension of the site.
Well, I think the management plan would include the timing of works, so we could agree the timing through that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to dig into. That if it did include that, it would be, I think, a step forward.
The officer said it does, and it usually does include
good.
Time.
Well, yeah. That's good. Thank you for that, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Well. Yeah, Mike Caswell.
Thank you, Chairman. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the site visit. Unfortunately, other things got in the way of that and I couldn't make it. But we have visited this quarry before, and I was always very impressed by really the health and safety and the way they they contracted the thing. So I've read through the documentation several times actually, and I'm finding it with what my fellow colleague has just said, very difficult to find any fault with it. I think it's an excellent report by the planning officers, and from the consultation that I've seen on paper here and everything like that, I think that there's little to go against it. I think they've done a fantastic job with it, and they are looking after the community. And I really like that when people who are doing these vast projects, which incidentally will eat into our landscapes and things like that, and will alter them perhaps for good. Well, definitely for good. I do like the way that they've gone about things. And in the absence of anybody else wishing to speak, I'll propose the officer's recommendation.
Thank you for that, Councillor Caswell.
Mike at the end.
Mike?
Get the right... Hello, thank you, Chair. I just want to get the right button. Anyone hear me? Yeah? A couple of things I'm struggling to find in the documentation. The 22 metre strip between the working and the ash and wood, that's within the red the boundary line of the site as delineated in the drawings. But I presume it is anyway. And I can't see any mention of it in the conditions. And also, the conditions on the occupation of the bat mitigation area, where the bats are hopefully going to transfer to, there was a condition on that they could not progress until the bats had actually relocated into the new site for the bats. Can we just have... It's not written into the conditions that I can see, but where would I find them?
Colin or Ruth, can either one of you answer
those
two or three small points?
I wrote most of them down. If we could have slide 14 up, please. Jonathan, can we have slide 14 up, please?
The arrows point in there, so you can see this elevation's there.
If you can see where the arrow is pointing to the centre of the plan, that's where the proposed bat box is going to be. In terms of the buffer zone, it's shown on the plan. Where is it to again? To the south. Where?
Sorry, I was trying to read the. So it's the yellow area.
So it's a yellow area shown on the plan.
With
the yellow outline on the plan, so that's the actual buffer zone. And the bat roost is to the north of the site next to the woods so that the bats will use it.
If I remember rightly, wasn't these questions or similar questions asked at the site visit?
Yeah, and it was stated as every 22 metres in width, the buffer zone itself.
Yeah.
To have a standoff from the proposed extension in Ashenwood.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mike?
I'm still not entirely clear, because there's a blue strip there, because I did ask if it's within the red zone, as in the site boundary. Is it inside that? And to me... I don't know where they put the bats, but presumably they found somewhere suitable. But the main question was, is it written into our conditions, number 10 conditions, that I was assured at the time when we went to the site that they would not continue works until the bats had relocated to the new site, which I thought was a very good idea and quite surprised me. But I can't see it written anywhere. And I always like to see things written in conditions rather than hidden in paperwork, which no one can really find.
If they were to do works which would disturb a bat roost, they'd be breaking the law in any case. So they need to make sure that they relocate the bats in time. With their report, the ecological report, all the details of how that will be achieved, or it hasn't been achieved already, are set out. And if you look at condition two of your proposed conditions, they have to comply with the proposed ecological report. So in terms of the bat safety, that will be paramount. And they would be risking the law if they did, disturb a bat roost in any case. So we need to make sure that they comply with that condition.
My real question is, what if the bats don't really feel like moving? I can visualise that scenario, and then what happens? Does the whole project grind to a halt? It's the most unusual condition, and I do applaud it, but it does seem that they've left themselves open to quite some delay there.
Colin, do you want to add any more to that? I mean, apart from asking the bats, I can't think of anything else. That was being a bit facetious. It's a valid point. Can you answer, Councillor Dunn? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, these bats need to be relocated before the works can take place, full stop.
They need to be allocated, as you said, before the works take place, and
that would be checked out by a qualified...
checked out by the appropriate authority and the appropriate officers at that particular time.
Okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
We haven't still got the whole thing about the boundary and the trees. Is it that blue strip I can see on there? Is that the 22 metres? I don't know. I'd just like to see some reference to it, really.
Did you not have a slide up there which showed the planting of the trees all the way around?
We did go through the slide quite quickly, so I couldn't really.
It's shown in blue on the plan. That there, yes.
Right, thank you. Okay. Right. Has anybody? Kathy? Sorry, it was Tony. I was working. Do you mind, Tony?
No, not at all.
Kathy?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'm sure it is in here somewhere, but I'm just checking. The comments of the Somerset Wildlife Trust on page, I think it's 25 of the report, just stresses the importance of the timing of instatements of the habitat, mitigating habitat, and essential that it's established early and properly monitored. I'm just checking whether that is sufficiently in the conditions. I may have missed it. I'm just thought I'd pick up that point because Somerset Wildlife Trust did raise that as an issue.
Yeah, I'd point you to condition 24.
Thank you. Tony, Councillor Grimes.
Thank you, Chairman. I think with an excellent application, I don't have an issue. Certainly now the information's been clarified that's been asked, and I'm more than happy to second the recommendation to grant permission. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much for that, Tony. That's duly noted. Councillor Well.
I'm not sure that Councillor Dunk's question was fully answered. I think part of his first question was, where in the conditions is it laid down that this buffer zone is not, I think it's not less than 22 metres, was it? I think I read somewhere in the report, but it's not in the conditions. Should it be in the conditions? For clarity.
Colin.
Yes, it's set out on the plans, so they'd have to adhere to the plans so that it will be provided. If they don't provide it, they've been breached of the planning condition number two.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. Tony's actually... I'm going to remind members who had the site visit and who didn't have the site visit, that it's in the paperwork that all the authorities that have asked the questions in the societies and the bodies are now satisfied with the responses they've had from the applicant and the measures which they have put in place and are going to do. And that, to me, I've been beaten to it for seconding the proposal. It was being done by Councillor Grimes. Unless anybody else has got anything new which they could have found out before the application, before the this particular meeting, I am going to move the officer's recommendation, which I will read out in a moment. Councillor Kendall.
Now, I would like just to make a quick statement, Chair, just for about 30 seconds. Like Councillor Carswell, I've been to that site before, and on different plan application and listen to what they're going to achieve to carry out their planning application. And I did take note of what they are actually doing with the local people about the bridleways. They're not just clearing, you know, cleared for a bridleway. They're actually going over and above. So we have to commend them when they say they're going to do something. They are doing it and also looking after the local population. And it, obviously it's them working well with them. It's just a statement, so I just thought I'd like to put it out there.
That's fine. That's fine, Councillor Kendall. Right. Without further ado, the application has been proposed and it's been recommended. And what you will be voting on is that planning permission be granted subject to the conditions set out in section 10 of the report. B, the prior completion by the applicant and all other parties as necessary of a section 106 agreement to secure the ecological mitigation as detailed in the report. Now, is there any variation on that which has been handed to me as the recommendation?
It's the insertion, Chairman, of the words where relevant after the water measures. Like I said in my presentation, where relevant in between.
Yeah, that's fine. And also where the water monitoring and other measures in line with those. 202. Oh, 2012. Where relevant. Thank you, Colin. And also that the authority to undertake any minor non-material editing which may be necessary to the wording of those conditions be delegated to the service director. That is the proposals going forward. Now, do you want to go around the room with a name vote on this one, Jamie?
Yep.
So I will hand over to the officer to do that, and you will say whether you approve.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, if you could advise me of your vote when I read out your name. Thank you. Councillor Coles.
Approve.
Councillor Caswell.
Approve.
Councillor Dunk.
Approve.
Councillor Grimes.
Approve.
Councillor Hobbs.
Approve.
Councillor Kendall.
Approve.
Councillor Pearce.
Approve.
Councillor Salton.
Approve.
And Councillor Whale.
Approve.
Unanimous.
Myself. Approve. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. So that was a unanimous vote for those online.
Sorry, Jim.
I was just letting those online know, Chair, that it was unanimous.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Say to the members of the public or the applicants, you're welcome to stay, but if you wish to go, now's the time to slip out the door, if you so wish.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. There will be a five-minute request for a five-minute comfort break. So, sorry.